First, we should know clearly that our self that we normally see does not exist. How can we understand this? Actually, I already taught this many times. But still, you need to listen to this 100 times. You need to listen many times. Of course, also Venerable Geshe has encouraged us to read the chapter on ultimate bodhicitta in his books like How to Transform Your Life, Modern Buddhism, The New Eight Steps to Happiness, and so forth, 100 times or more. Okay? So we can listen 100 times, read 100 times or more. He said, you need to listen many times. For example, we need every day breakfast. We never say, today I don't need, because yesterday I already took. Until now, I always took breakfast. Today, I don't need. We never say this. We need to listen to these teachings every day, if possible, every day. Because it is like our food. Otherwise, if we not listen to, it remains unmanifest. We easily forget that the things we normally see do not exist. And then we're always assenting to mistaken appearances true, and develop self-grasping, attachment, anger, delusion problem like this again and again, you know? So we need to listen every day. Remember this every day. Otherwise, if we not listen to, it remains unmanifest. It looks empty. Inside our mind is empty. So to fill, we need to listen to teaching again and again, contemplating, meditating again and again, until we realizing emptiness directly. Atisha explained in the advice from Atisha's heart, until you realize ultimate truth, listening is indispensable. Therefore, listen to the instructions of the spiritual guide. Geshe says something like this, you remember anyway, Atisha's advice. You know? So he said, I will repeat. How can we understand this? The things that we normally see do not exist. For example, ourself. Normally, we are pointing at our body, for example. We know very well, pointing at our body, we say, this is me. This is wrong. Our body cannot be ourself because it is our body, not ourself. We say, my body, my body, indicating that it is our possession, not ourself. We know when we focus on our body, we say, my body. Indicating that it is our possession, not ourself. Also, our mind cannot be ourself because it is our mind. We say, my mind. You know, maybe like after the meditation this morning, you turn to someone and say, oh, my mind is so peaceful now. And we're like, oh, wonderful, mine too. You know, like that. We say, my mind, indicating that it is our possession, not possessor. Our mind also cannot be ourself, because it is our mind. Okay, so we say, my body and my mind, indicating that our body and mind are possessed by ourself. Okay? And a possessor cannot be the same as its possessions. This is very clear. Okay? Therefore, body is not I, mind is not I. Our body is not ourself, our mind is not ourself. Because they are our possessions, not possessor. Ourself is a possessor. Okay? You see why we need to listen to this every day, right? However, there is no ourself other than our body and mind. So our body and mind are not ourself. But other than our body and mind, there is no self. So if we were to imagine that our body and mind completely disappeared, there would be nothing left that we could point to and call ourself. Okay? So our body is not ourself, our mind is not ourself, but other than our body and mind, there is no self. Through searching in this way with wisdom, we will realize that our self that we normally see does not exist. And when we perceive the mere absence of our self that we normally see, which is the emptiness of our self, we meditate on this emptiness single-pointedly for as long as possible. We should learn and practice this meditation every day. This way of searching for ourself, we should apply to all other phenomena. It's this way of searching with wisdom we can apply to other phenomena. For instance, we normally point to any part of our body and say, it is my body. Okay, so now now we're using our body, okay, as we're going to search with wisdom for our body. For instance, we normally point to any part of our body and say, it is my body. For example, pointing to our chest and saying, this is my body. In reality, we are pointing to our chest. Any part, pointing to any part of our body and saying, this is my body, this is wrong. The parts of our body cannot be the body itself, because they are the parts. They are not the body itself. If we wanted to say that each part of the body is the body, the chest is the body, arms are the body, legs the body, head is the body, like this. Because our body has many different parts, it would follow we have many different bodies, which is absurd. Do you understand? If we want to say this part is the body, because like our left arm is different than our right arm, is different than our leg. So if that's body, and this is body, then what we're saying is we have many different bodies. That's absurd. Therefore, each part cannot be the body. It's not the body because it's a part of the body. A part of something is not the thing itself. So a part of the body is simply a part of the body. It's not the body itself. Okay? However, there is no body other than its parts. If we search for our body in this way, our body will disappear. So we can read this about this meditation on the body in much more detail in those chapters on ultimate bodhicitta, which I mentioned, like in Modern Buddhism, How to Transform Your Life, New Eight Steps to Happiness. Venerable Gyatso goes through much more detail in this reasoning. But what we are realizing is that our body is not one with the individual parts. It's not the collection of the parts. And it can't be found separate from the parts. Therefore, the body we normally see, an inherently existent body, does not exist. This shows that our body that we normally see does not exist. And we can apply this to all other phenomena. So if the body we normally see does not exist, then how does it exist? How does the body exist? The body we normally see, an inherently existent body, does not exist. Then how does body exist? It exists as a mere name, merely imputed by mind, in dependence upon its basis of imputation. The parts of the body appearing to that mind. Okay? Merely imputed by mind. Mere name, body. Okay? It doesn't exist within itself independent of other phenomena. It depends upon its parts. It lacks inherent existence. Therefore, the body we normally see, an inherently existent body, does not exist at all. Empty like space. This can apply to all other phenomena. Through searching for all phenomena with wisdom, we will realize that all phenomena that we normally see or perceive do not exist. When we perceive the mere absence of all phenomena that we normally see or perceive, which is the emptiness of all phenomena, we meditate on this emptiness single-pointedly for as long as possible. So we should practice this meditation continually. Having deep familiarity with this meditation, we should make progress in the practice of self-generation. Otherwise, we cannot make progress.